Hello, everyone. Welcome to our program. My name is Johnny.
And I'm Laura.
And you know what? I still can't believe it's a brand new year.
I know. I can't believe it. Well, time flies. 大家有没有觉得时间过得超级快了？所以呢，哎，又到了新的一年。那今天我们到底要说什么呢 ，Johnny？
Well, let's take a look at today's article and find out.
A lucky new year.
Millions of people around the world can't wait to ring in a new year. Yet, the new year can mean different things to people. Some just see it as an ordinary day, but others use it to mark new beginnings. It's also a time to shake off bad luck from the past year. So, people welcome the new year with some traditions and superstitions. These might help you with love, wealth, and luck. No matter how you celebrate, the new year is a great chance for a fresh start.
Million, million. There are millions of fish in the sea. There are millions of fish in the sea. Ordinary, ordinary. Evan wanted to have an ordinary day, even though it was his birthday. Evan wanted to have an ordinary day.Even though it was his birthday. Welcome. Welcome. Welcome, welcomed, welcomed. The locals of Hawaii welcomed us with flowers and songs. The locals of Hawaii welcomed us with flowers and songs. Wealth. Wealth.The rich man bought a fancy car to show off his wealth. The rich man bought a fancy car to show off his wealth.
So are you ready to start today's article?
Very.
Okay, so today's article begins, Millions of people around the world can't wait to ring in a new year.
的确，一开始我们课文就讲到呢，哇，这个全世界好几百万人都等不及。当我们说等不及做什么事情，我们就会用 can't wait to do something。等不及什么呢？当然就是迎接新的一年的到来啦。
That's right. Now here we already have our first word, power word, million. Million is a noun, and the word million is a number. It's a number with at least six zeros after it. So of course it shows the amount of something. And if you have a million of something, you have a lot or a large amount of it.
刚刚我在数六个零。哎呦，其实 million 字面上就是百万的意思。不过要注意哦，常常在口语上我们会说 millions of, 甚至还有我们常听到 thousands of, hundreds of,其实呢，虽然你也可以翻译为好几百万、好几千，但是在口语上呢，它是指这个很难以计算、数不清、很多很多这样子的意思哦。比方像是如果说 I have millions of things to do this week. OK, 它不是讲我有几百万件事情，而是说我用很夸张的语气说啊，我这个星期有 N 件事情要做这样的意思啦。
That's right. Now here's another sample sentence.There are millions of fish in the sea. There are millions of fish in the sea.
当然哦，在这个大海里面呢，有数不清无数条鱼。
Now, in that last sentence, we also saw the phrase to ring in. Now, in this article, to ring in means to celebrate the arrival of something, for example, a special day,or an activity.
我懂你的意思，因为一般人看到 ring 这个字就想说它不是 ring ring 就是有铃铛这样的声音，其实没有错。当我们在其实西方的习俗当中，通常他们可能会以铃声或是钟声来迎接新年，所以当我们常会说 ring in the new year 就是指迎接新年，或者像中文老师这样说，可能是很特别的一个日子或者是个节日，我们就会来迎接它，这样的意思，庆祝它。
That's right. Now here's an exampleEvery year, our family always has a big party to ring in my father's birthday. Every year, our family always has a big party to ring in my father's birthday.
超好的，你爸好幸福哦。所以每年中艺老师呢，他们就会跟家人开一个非常大的一个 party, 一个派对来庆祝他爸爸的生日啦。
Okay, back to the article. We're talking about New Year's Day. And the article says...Some just see it as an ordinary day, but others use it to mark new beginnings.
Okay, 这里的 some 当然是指 some people, 有些人只把 it 是什么呢？当然就是 New Year's Day, 把新年当作一个非常普通的日子啦。可是有些人则把新年当作，哇，是一个重新的一个开始哦。
Now here we have another word, power word, ordinary.Ordinary is an adjective, and we use this word to describe things or people. And if something is ordinary, then it is very common or not special or unique at all.
Okay, so ordinary 这个字呢可以用来形容人事物，它是一个形容词，表示普通的啦或者是通常的。所以常常如果我们说 ordinary people,就是表示普通人、一般人这样的意思哦。那或者口语，如果我说 "It was no ordinary day"， 我在 ordinary 普通的前面加一个 no， 其实就是表示 "It was a special or unusual day."、
That's right. Now here's another sample sentence. Evan wanted to have an ordinary day, even though it was his birthday. Evan wanted to have an ordinary day.Even though it was his birthday.
Okay, so 虽然呢今天是 Evan 的生日，可是他只是想要照平常这样日子过，就是有的人可能不想庆祝他生日啦。
I think he's lying.
Yeah, that's right.
I think he's lying.
Okay,
back to the article. It says, it's, or New Year's Day, it's also a time to shake off bad luck from the past year.
也是啦，其实新的一年呢也是一个很好的时机或是时间来甩掉去年的厄运。
Now here we saw the phrase to shake off, and it means to get rid of something, such as a feeling, a memory, or bad luck.
Okay, 当我们用 shake, 其实就是摇或者是拍掉甩掉。但 shake off 通常是指呢，像刚刚中文老师提到，甩掉可能不好的事情啊，或是你不想记起来的一个回忆或是一个感觉等等。
That's right. For example, I can't shake off the memory of the nightmare I had last night. It was really scary.
Wow, 所以呢，常常在做噩梦的时候，有时候回想起来就有一种挥之不去的感觉，这样感觉非常恐怖。
Okay, back to the article. It says, so people welcome the new year with some traditions and superstitions.
So, 其实常常呢人们就会用一些怎么样 tradition, 就是一些传统或是习俗啦，还有一些迷信就来这个迎接新年哦。
That's right. Now, here we have another word, power word, welcome.Welcome is a verb, and to welcome means to greet or to act friendly to something or to the arrival of something.
Okay, welcome 其实很简单，就是欢迎的意思。那注意它动词三态，就是 welcome, welcomed, 直接接 d, welcomed. 那常常呢，如果我们看到外国朋友来台湾，就要很大方说 welcome to Taiwan. Okay, or maybe when your parents see you come home, they can say welcome home.
You hope they say welcome home. Welcome home. When are you leaving?
Yeah,
okay. Okay, here's another sample sentence. The locals of Hawaii...welcomed us with flowers and songs. The locals of Hawaii welcomed us with flowers and songs.
夏威夷人非常热情，他常常呢，当地人就会以花或是花圈，还有唱歌啦，来欢迎你的到来。
That's right. Now, of course, superstitions are things people believe, but we can't explain them. For example, superstitions are things we do or things that happen which can bring us good luck or bad luck.
Superstitions 就是迷信，像我个人还蛮迷信的、
really?
那我就要说 I am a superstitious person、okay. 这是它的形容词哦、mm-hmm. 像是呢如果我不小心打破了镜子我就会相信说 It's gonna give me 7 years of bad、
That's、
luck、
right.
So I try really really careful when I'm using a mirror
Oh, so you are superstitious?
I think I am okay.
okay Well, you know, Laura, can you think of any other famous maybe Chinese superstition?
Okay.这样会不会有点不好？因为像有人过年不是会打麻将吗
sure.
他们就会穿红色的内衣内裤、
right.
这样子他们觉得 You know, the color red is lucky for the Chinese、
sure.
所以他们就会穿红色想说这样子比较 lucky 带来好运、mm-hmm. 还有财运、
mm-hmm. You know, one time in Chinese New Year My friends were playing mahjong
对
And I said to my friend, I said Good luck!
好不能拍背
And he got so bright, I didn't know
因为手气会很背
And he lost So he didn't,
Johnny,
he was very mad at me. I didn't know.
I'm not going to invite you this、
right.
year for Chinese、
okay.
New Year.
Well, anyway, we're talking about superstitions, and the article says these might help you with love, wealth, and luck.
所以有一些迷信或是传统也可能会帮助我们的爱情啦、金钱运，还有会带来我们好运哦。What does wealth mean?
Well, wealth is the amount of money and property a person has. It's our word power word.
所以它就是财富这样的意思。For example,
the rich man bought a fancy car to show off his wealth. The rich man bought a fancy car to show off his wealth.
哇，他买了一个非常昂贵的车来炫耀他的财富。
Now, the article says no matter how you celebrate, the new year is a great chance for a fresh start.
Okay, 这里呢他说不论你是如何庆祝新年是一个全新开始的好机会。那我们接下来就来看一下英文快译通来解释一下 no matter 要怎么用。
英文
快译通
Oh yeah!
Enjoying the moment, driving home Basking in the lack of us But it won't last, don't trust The hourglass is always spilling its guts And no matter where I was School or on the job It was always the same refrain When I see the faces
Hello, 大家好，我是 Polly。先来介绍一下，我刚刚唱的那首歌呢，是来自一个纽约的双人乐团 The Ropes, R-O-P-E-S, The Ropes。他们在2000年发行的单曲 I miss you being gone, I miss you being gone。那么呢，刚刚歌词里面有一句 And no matter where I was, at school or on the job, it was always the same. No matter where I was, at school or on the job, it was always the same.No matter, N-O-M-A-T-T-E-R, no matter, 就是我们今天要学的一个非常实用的片语。它的意思是不管或无论。那歌词里面说 no matter where I was, 我们看到 no matter 后面接的 where 是一个疑问词表示在哪里。所以整句直接翻译的话就是不管我在哪里不论是在学校或在工作 It was always the same 总是一样那是什么东西一样呢其实这首歌要表达的是一种蛮难以描述的情绪状态而且每个人对同样的歌词也会有不同的想法和诠释所以呢在这边呢我就不针对歌词的意涵多做解释了不过我们直接从歌词字面上来看呢就能看出 no matter 的用法No matter 后面呢会直接接上疑问词再接主词和动词 where I was 然后后面再接一个完整的子句 it was always the same 那中间呢它有一句 at school or on the job 这一句其实是可有可无的因为前面已经提到不论我在哪里 所以歌词在这里只是特别把什么地点也点出来，特别强调呢学校和工作这两个地方。好，所以其实不论你喜欢什么类型的音乐，透过歌曲学英文都是非常有趣的。 No matter what kind of music you like, it's always fun to learn English through songs. No matter what kind of music you like, it's always fun to learn English through songs. 而且 no matter 呢，其实也不一定要放在句首，我们通常也可以先把后面那一句话拉到前面来讲。例如刚刚那句话就可以说成 It's always fun to learn English through songs, no matter what kind of music you like. It's always fun to learn English through songs, no matter what kind of music you like.那我们今天的课程就告一段落咯。Thanks for joining me today. Don't forget to tune in next time for more great music. Bye.
Okay, well, that's about it for this part of today's article. So, why don't we go ahead and take a look at today's wrap-up. So, Laura, what did you think of today's article?
I think it was really good, 因为有时候呢我们想到新年只是出去跟朋友玩 countdown、mm-hmm. 可是呢对有些人来说它是一个 a fresh start、mm-hmm. like a new beginning, right? What do you think?
I think it's a great time to make money.
真的吗？因为我觉得他讲到有个重点，就是很多人他去年如果过得不是很好的话、
okay.
他可以 forget about it. 为什么要 dwell on the bad things?
就是
浪费时间在专注在过去不好的事情没有用，好不好？你不如花一点时间想开心的事情
That's true.
And plan ahead. 你就可以计划像说、right. 欸、我今年我可能可以出去哪里玩啊，或者学什么东西啊。
Right, right.
对不对？
It's a great time to make plans to maybe make some changes.
对。
Like you said, to make things better in your life.
对，所以常常呢我们就要重新开始，可以重新想说、欸、我今年可能要做什么事情，让自己归零 reset yourself、mm-hmm. sort of, 然后重新出发。
That's right. Okay, well, we hope you guys enjoyed today's lesson. Thanks for being with us, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
A-Plus 小聚会
Hello everyone, it's me again. Welcome to A-Plus 小聚会 Well, my mom asked me to prepare some snacks for her get-together yesterday. 我妈昨天叫我帮她准备零食，因为她好姐妹她要来家里聚会喝咖啡聊是非。哦，我本来以为长辈都不太喜欢吃零食，谁知道他们不到半小时就把所有的 snacks 都扫光了，感觉好像蝗虫过境，真是让我叹为观止。不过这让我想到，不论是聚会或者是派对，食物永远都是很重要的元素。东方人逢年过节也都要吃吃喝喝，而且见面打招呼都会说哎呀你吃饱呗，好像聚在一起就是要吃吃喝喝。哎 Don't you think it's a little bit strange?好啦，我承认我自己也很喜欢揪人去吃吃喝喝，联络一下感情嘛。好啦，如果你要筹办派对的话，要准备食物，这时候你就可以说 I need to prepare some snacks. I need to prepare some snacks. 请复诵一次。Excellent guys, you can speak English very well. 不过千万记得甜咸零食都要准备哦，因为派对啊有很多来宾啊，每个人的喜好都不同。所以如果想要成为很棒的 party planner, 你就要将每个人的喜好考量进去。Oops, sorry, I have to take this call. It's my mom. 喂妈，怎样？我在上班啦，你讲快一点。什么？你又要跟姐妹淘聚会？买零食哦？还要我出钱？每个月就赚那么一点。See you next time.
A lucky new year.
Millions of people around the world can't wait to ring in a new year. Yet, the new year can mean different things to people. Some just see it as an ordinary day, but others use it to mark new beginnings. It's also a time to shake off bad luck from the past year. So, people welcome the new year with some traditions and superstitions. These might help you with love, wealth, and luck. No matter how you celebrate, the new year is a great chance for a fresh start.
Million. Million. There are millions of fish in the sea. There are millions of fish in the sea. Ordinary. Ordinary. Evan wanted to have an ordinary day, even though it was his birthday. Evan wanted to have an ordinary day, even though it was his birthday. Welcome. Welcome. Welcome, welcomed, welcomed. The locals of Hawaii welcomed us with flowers and songs. The locals of Hawaii welcomed us with flowers and songs. Wealth. Wealth. The rich man bought a fancy car to show off his wealth. The rich man bought a fancy car to show off his wealth.